Good morning. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of Teves, January 7th. We are continuing in Mesilas Yesharim, page 379 in the Art Scroll edition. Continuing discussion about the Midah of Chasidus. Uvichlal ze kemochein kibud beis haknesses ubeis hamidrash. He's been talking about honoring Torah and Talmidei Chachamim, and those who represent Torah and Sfarim. And he says included within this is honoring a Beis HaKnesses, a shul, u'Beis HaMedrash, and a study hall. She'ein da shelo yinag behen kalas rosh. It's not enough to not act frivolously while inside of them. Ela she'yinag behem kol minei kavod amora b'chol minhagav u'v'chol pu'ulosa v'chol ma shelo haya osa b'hechal melech gadol lo ya'asa behem. As a general rule, anything you wouldn't do in the palace of a great king, you shouldn't do in a shul or a Beis HaMedrash either. And there are halachos. You're not supposed to discuss sichas chulin in a Beis HaKnesses. And there are certain kulas. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Chutz La'aretz, we build the Baal Tanai. And maybe halachically, it can be justified. A lot of Batei Knesios in Chutz La'aretz double as a social hall. But in the Midah of Chasidus, we're supposed to go a step beyond. Even though halachically, it can be justified. You have to treat a shul, treat a Beis HaMedrash, with tremendous respect. Beyond what you have to do. It gives nachas ruach to Hashem to treat his Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash like a palace of the king. So he's done with talking about Yira. Now he says, let's discuss Ahava, love of Hashem. And he says, Ahava breaks down into three components. Hasimcha, hadvekos, vahakina. Serving Hashem with joy, with simcha, dvekos, cleaving to Hashem, and kina, zealousness in defending Hashem's honor, which he also puts as part of Ahav. He says, what is Ahavas Hashem? Ahavas Hashem means a person literally craves and desires to be close to Hashem. His lashon. Choshek u'misave. Choshek u'misave, Art Scroll translates as craves and desires to be close to Hashem. V'rodef achar kedushaso. And rodef, you run, you pursue his holiness as a result of this craving. Kasher yirdof ish achar anechma mimino chemda aza. Just like a person would pursue anything which he covets intensely. Ad shiyed lo haskar shema yisparach v'dibor v'tiloso v'aitzik b'divrei toraso v'alakuso yisparach sha'ashua v'oneg mamish k'misha oeves eshes ne'urav o'beno yechido ahava chazaka. He says, one's desire for Hashem's holiness should be so intense that just mentioning Hashem's name, mentioning praises of Hashem, and being involved in Torah study should be a source of tangible delight and pleasure, like someone who loves the wife of his youth or his only child with intense love. Sherafilu adibor bam yelo lenachas v'tanug. Just speaking about them, mention a grandchild to a proud grandparent, just mentioning, just thinking about them, gives them tremendous pleasure. That's an example for the love we're supposed to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Yirmiyahu, is Ephraim my favorite son or delightful child that whenever I speak of him, I mention him more and more? So that is the relationship we should have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ahava we should have. If you really love God, then you're not going to abandon Avodas Hashem for any reason. Unless you really can't do a mitzvah, you would want to do it. You're driven to do it. This is the most important thing to you. This is what you want to be doing. It's not going to require persuasion, enticement to engage in Avodas Hashem. Your heart will just propel you towards Avodas Hashem because that's where you want to be. That's what you want to do. This is a midah that early Chasidim, great people in Tanakh, achieved. As David HaMelech says, as the deer calls longingly for the brooks of water, so does my soul call longingly for you, Hashem. Va'omer nichsav gam kalsa nafshi lachatzos Hashem, tzam malacha nafshi, kam malacha besari v'gomer. David HaMelech expressed in many places in Tehillim this chukah, this longing, this desire to be close to Hashem. David Atma Omer, Be'er ha'oneg v'ashashua shaya lo b'dabra bo v'shivcha v'yisparach shmo v'omer v'eshtasha b'mitzvotecha asher ahavti v'omer gam eidosecha sha'ashuai. And this is a midah that you see with great people. You don't have to beg them, encourage them to come to shul to learn. There's no place they'd rather be. They tell stories about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein after Tisha B'Av, going to the Beis Medrash before he went home to eat, because now it was mutter to learn. It wasn't an avoda. It wasn't that he had to. This, of course, this is what he missed more on that day. He missed the Torah learning more than he missed the food. It's a very high level, but this is what a chassid reaches, a level of avas Hashem, where there's a real relationship. He loves Hashem. He loves service of Hashem. It has to be an onus to keep him away. This is something, Baruch Hashem, we saw with this pandemic, that people were distressed to be kept from shul, to be kept from shiurim. It shows how much it's a part of our life that we enjoy it. We look forward to it. It took government ordinances to keep people away from shul. We will stop here. Have a wonderful day, everyone.